Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. David Cottrell is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's the president and CEO of Cornerstone Leadership Institute. He's also a member of our Brain Trust. David is an internationally known leadership consultant and speaker. He's written dozens of books, including Monday Morning Choices and Monday Morning Mentoring, which we've already talked about on this show before. And his new book is called Monday Morning Motivation, 5 Steps to Energize Your Team, Customers, and Profits. And boy, howdy, could we use some help with that. David, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Jim. Thank you so much for having me back on.
It's good to have you back, as always, and congratulations on the next edition of your Monday morning books, Monday Morning Motivation.
Well, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to this one. This is a terrific little piece to help us in our organizations.
Well, boy, we sure can use some help with getting people motivated these days, David.
Absolutely. It's tough for all of us, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And one of the things that I want to talk about first, if you will, is motivating customers. Can we start there? Or is motivating customers begin with our own people?
Well, you know, it's they both lead to each other. You're not going to have happy employees if your customers are unhappy, because they're going to be shedding that on your
right
on your employees. All
and
the
they
time.
Do. We've all been the victims of that, haven't we?
That's exactly right. You're not going to have happy customers if your employees are unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
So both of them sort of go together. But if you look at a company like Southwest Airlines, one thing that they do, they do a lot of things well, but one thing that they do really well is they put the right people in the job to make the experience a pleasant one for the people that are flying on the planes. Now,
mm-hmm.
they might not get your luggage there sometime, and they might make other mistakes. But normally, when you're on the plane, you're having a decent time because they have a sense of humor, and
right.
they're enjoying their work. And then your customers are more forgiving. If you're not taking care of your customers, then the people who are responsible for taking care of them are going to be dragged down, because the customers will drag them down with their complaints.
When you build a relationship with people, which you can do just by being human and by acting like you know you're including them in whatever you're doing. But when you build a relationship with people, you're banking a little capital inside of them, aren't you, with their attitude about you. And if you mess up, if you need some slack, if you need to be redeemed, you can spend some of that capital, can't you?
Yeah, you are banking a lot of capital. In fact, if people don't trust you, they won't forgive you. And if they do trust you, they'll forgive you through multiple mistakes.
Maybe when you shouldn't be forgiving.
Exactly. So, you know, one of the major things that we do as leaders is to develop that trust and allow people to know that, hey, I'm here to support you. I'm here to create an environment to where you can be successful. And when I make a mistake and when you make a mistake, we work our way through it, as opposed to throw stones at each other trying to figure out who to blame for all these
mm-hmm.
mistakes that are going on.
Mm-hmm. You talk about energy in your book a lot. Talk mm-hmm. to us about why you think that's a big deal.
Well, I think that the principal driver for organizations is the amount of energy that is inside the organization. And when I say energy, I'm not talking about a short-term, going to a program of the month to generate a little bit of energy. I'm
right.
talking about creating an atmosphere to where people can be energized. If you look at organizations as like a remote control, you've got 4 batteries and a remote control, and when one of those batteries goes bad, it drains the energy out of all the other 3. Well, it's the same way in an organization. If we're doing things that are preventing our people from accomplishing what they're trying to do, it's like draining it's like that battery draining the energy.
What would be an example of what we would do to someone, what we would do to an employee, for example, that would drain? And I've had that to happen to me. I mean, as we all know, there are people who seem to just drain the spirit right out of us.
Well, that's the number one thing right there, Jim, is if we put people in the, you know, surround ourselves with people who are draining the energy out, if we make a bad decision up front on the hiring, then the energy is going to go away, just like the battery draining all of the energy out of the other three that were perfectly good at the time. So it starts right there.
So you're
right
saying,
that
there's no quandary on your end about which comes first, the chicken or the egg?
No.
The egg is at the point of acquiring an employee.
That's exactly right. If you have the wrong person in there, it's going to have a multiple impact all the way through the organization. So it starts right there. And then after you get the right people in there, then you have to, what I term in the book is synchronization. You have to have synchronization where everybody is doing the same things, getting us to the same place. Similar to synchronized swimming, if you look at synchronized swimming in the Olympics, you've got this team of people who are all doing the exact same thing at the exact same time, all in coordination, and they have the only tool that they have is a nose plug. They can't hear anybody mm-hmm. telling them what to do. They can't see what everybody else is doing. All they can do is do what they're supposed to be doing and make sure that they're doing their part, and then it all comes together as a beautiful picture. Whereas if one of those people are out of sync, it looks like chaos
mm-hmm.
out there. And
so how do we? You know, there are a lot of ways, David, that we've talked about them on the show before many times about how to do a better job of finding the good candidates, how to interview the candidates, give them testing, make sure you know that you're hiring, if you've got a sales job, you're hiring somebody with a personality that fits sales, not somebody who should be an accountant, or vice versa. We talked about all those things, but one of the challenges for small business owners that still get in the way, that is, in my opinion, the egg of all this, is just slowing down and taking the time and being disciplined enough to do all those things. It's something that small business owners is just not good at.
Well, and large business owners aren't either, quite frankly, Jim.
Well, but they've got organizations. But see, large companies have organizations, HR organizations, or they hire people to do that, and those people, you know, that's all they do is hire people and fire people and manage people. So in little companies, we don't have people like that.
Well, yeah, we might not have the resources available to us that larger companies do, but it comes down to the same problem. And what happens is that the longer you have an open position, the better the next person starts looking.
Yeah,
and that
exactly.
doesn't help
hold,
us get
hold
to
on to that.
To go.
Hold on to that thought. That reminds me of an old nightclub joke. Stand by 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're right back with David Cottrell after these messages. The book is called Monday Morning Motivation. Birds bringing us back 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage, because we got whatever you got, 5 seconds or 15 minutes, we got something there that will help you on any topic under the Small Business Sun, and multimedia options too, by the way. So check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. David Cottrell is our guest, folks, Cottrell, two T's, two L's. He is the author of the Monday Morning series of books, and the new one is called Monday Morning Motivations, 5 Steps to Energize Your Team, Customers, and Profits. And David, tell us how we can find your book and you as well.
Well, you can find the book at any major bookstore right now. It was introduced last Tuesday, and so it should be in the new release section. And for other books that I have, you can go to cornerstoneleadership.com.
All right.
And
so
everything is there.
Cornerstoneleadership.com. Talk to us about one of the things that you talk about in your book is the idea of speed. You mentioned synchronization a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you were talking about when everything's hitting on all cylinders.
Yeah.
All right. So is speed a good thing or is it a bad thing?
Well, it could be both, but I'm using it as a good thing in the book. It's one of the conductors of energy, because if you sit on things and if you don't react, then you're not able to stay in front and to create the energy out front. You're reacting instead of creating. A couple of the examples that I use in the book, one of them is Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people have a lot of criticism of Walmart, but they do some things extremely well, and one thing that they do is they use speed to their advantage. And the way that they use speed is that anytime there's a problem within within their organization, they know it quickly and they're able to address it quickly. They've used speed in their inventory management. They use speed in reacting.
Okay, so speed, but speed has to be associated with some kind of tool, though, doesn't it, to accomplish what you're talking about?
Well, not necessarily, Jim, because part of speed is how you respond and react to people who are not carrying their load.
Right.
The longer you keep someone on your team who is dragging the team down, the worse that it gets, the more it's compounded. So the speed in addressing performance issues is one thing that's really not tool-related or not mm-hmm. technology-related. But one of the examples that I gave in the book, you know, I know you've had a lot of rain down there recently. Well, 3 years ago, in a little town outside of where I live, we had what's called a rain bomb. In 6 hours, we had 19 inches worth of rain.
Wow.
I mean, it was incredible. It was just the perfect storm, more or less. And in the city outside of here called Marble Falls, Texas, in the hill country, all the water supply was gone. So they were not able to have any fresh water. Well, almost immediately, within 6 hours, Walmart had trucks of fresh water down here for everyone to come by and pick up as much as they wanted. And they stayed here for a week.
Wow.
Now, you know, they get criticized for a lot of things, but when the time came when they needed to step up to the bar, they did. And their store manager was here. He was handing out the water.
And so
they had volunteers.
The good thing about small businesses, David, is that we actually ought to be better at that than anybody.
Should be.
But you got to have your team communicating with each other and with you, the owner and their leader. You got to be communicating the right way. Otherwise, you're going to get run over by the competition.
That's exactly
right.
And
miss opportunities.
You know, the value added that a small business has is that personal relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And if they have not developed that personal relationship with their customer, they've got nothing in addition to add that anybody else would have.
Right. No differentiator.
Yes, exactly. And you probably heard the term lanyap.
Yeah.
That's a Louisiana term. Yeah, if you're adding a little bit lanyap,
a little extra, something more. Baker's dozen.
Exactly. If you're doing that, then the people will be loyal to you. But
it's amazing.
Why not go somewhere else?
It's amazing what a teeny tiny little bit of something will do to make people want to come back, isn't it?
It is. And that little something could be as small as a smile.
That's right.
It doesn't have to be
remembering,
something.
Remembering their name.
It doesn't have to be something that's costing you money.
But you got to. But you go back to the people. You've got to begin by hiring people who are inclined to do those things.
Yeah.
We can't presume. We can no longer presume that just a person off the street that's the next person, as you said earlier. The longer we look, the better the next candidate looks. You can't presume that they're going to be the kind of person that will convey that kind of message.
No, you can't. In fact, one of Southwest Airlines' mantra is that you hire for attitude and you train the skills.
I've been saying for a long time, give me a good attitude but somebody who's smart with a good attitude, but they don't have to know anything, and I can train them to do what I want them to do, but I can't give them a good attitude.
No, you can't. You can't train that one.
You can't coach that, can you? As the football coaches say.
Yeah, you can coach some behaviors, but you can't coach that attitude.
Well, and that's exactly right. And folks, let me tell you something. And today, I know you'll agree with me. Now is a great time, with the economy like it is. Now is a good time to be getting your organization retooled if you need to, right?
Oh, absolutely. And there's more talent out there right now that are maybe even overqualified for some
right.
jobs that we have, but
yeah.
they're talented people.
And they may be just ready to go to work for a small business. They may be tired of the big business thing. Hey, David, give us the website one more time.
CornerstoneLeadership.com.
The book is called Monday Morning Motivation. That's the new book in the series. Hey, David, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim. You take care of yourself, man.
David Cottrell, two T's, two L's, if you're Googling him. Got to take a quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Right back after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.